Wednesday. Did you sleep in on
Wednesday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch-up.
Hello, catch-uppers. Thanks for joining us.
Nath, on this catch-up, we talk about yezzent. People want to replace no with yezzent. Look, we'll get to that. I don't want to give away too much. It is on the catch-up. But someone's come up with yezzent, obviously. Mm-hmm. Have you ever come up with a word or a phrase, something you feel like you own?
Yeah, we spoke about it not long ago. I came up with mouth fluff for burp.
Well, the first time I heard it was you saying mouth fluff.
Well, I've never heard anyone else. As far as I'm concerned, I came up with that.
But I was, I mean, do you want me to Google it?
Google mouth fluff.
Because you said mouth fluff on the show. And I said, I've never heard it before,
you
but
thought
I feel
someone else would have said it.
I feel like someone else would have said it.
Well, if it is on Google, that may be because they listened to the show and they've put it up there. You know what I mean?
No, there's nothing. There's nothing on Google.
There's nothing on there.
What if I,
mouth fluff.
Fluff. Maybe if I type Urban Dictionary.
Try that.
No.
See? I coined it, mate. Mouth fluff.
You've come up with something.
Mouth fluff.
A mouth fluff.
And then I'll extend that. Bottom burp. That's the other end.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah.
What does a bottom burp sound like? Oh, don't.
You asked me.
It's my fault. I shouldn't have asked.
Please welcome to the studio, Jim, the voice of Tasmania's cystic fibrosis in young people, an inspiration to men and women suffering from CF, an ambassador for CF Awareness Month. It's Jack, the Electrolux Dyson Dolphin. Oh, here he is.
Oh, that's a mouthful, man.
That is a tongue twister.
That is a tongue twister.
Say that five times fast, Nate.
Jack, the Electrolux Dyson Dolphin. Jack, the Electrolux...
Yeah, look, Nath, get a round of applause. Jack, yeah. Great to have you back on the show, mate.
Here he is.
How are things?
Yeah, good. It's always great to be back on the show.
It's always good to have you here.
Thanks for coming back in. So CF Awareness Month is obviously this month.
Yes.
How have things been going?
Yeah, things have been good. The real time is picking up now. So the next 3 days is our major focus.
Yeah.
These are the couple of days where you'll see everyone out on the street.
Mm-hmm.
I'll personally be at Eastlands today between 12 and 1.
Oh, nice.
Shaking a tin and also down at Shoreline.
Will you be shaking it as well?
I'll be shaking it. Don't you worry. So you'll get a show as well. So
that's why Jack gets so much money.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not just shaking a can. He's putting on a show for everyone.
Yeah, I'm shaking my cans.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. There you go. Because I've seen him. There's shirtless photos on Instagram.
Oh, everywhere.
A few push-ups, mate. A few push-ups. Tell us what you did over the weekend, Jack.
I did the Sydney to Casino.
Yeah, nice.
Which was a mistake. this body is not built to run, as I found out on the weekend.
Well, so, I mean, last time we had you on, Jack, you did a little test with us, and it was to sort of see how you breathe, essentially.
Yeah.
And it was a peg on our nose and breathing through a straw. Now, we only did, what was it, 50 jumping jacks?
65.
65 roses, yeah. Yes. I think Nate did 50. That's,
yeah.
That's right.
No, I did like 100.
I think you did 50 half ones, yeah. To be honest.
Let's say 25.
Don't think the arms were going to the full extension. But,
but we did that. And I was like, it was so hard to breathe. But you did 7Ks.
Yes.
So how hard was it? Talk to us.
It was hard. It wasn't easy. But I guess when I used to do a lot of running back when I was a kid and I was like 15 kilos lighter, so it was a lot easier for me to run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I get into a rhythm where with my breathing, it's the same as me lifting the weights. I get into that rhythm and I know how much I can handle. And I know that if I get out of that rhythm, I'm stuffed.
So it's a mental thing.
Yeah. Like you literally, you have to control your breathing. You have to, as gacky as it sounds, you have to like use the saliva in your mouth to keep you going and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, once I get into that rhythm, I'm gone. You can't get me out of it.
But it
sucked because a couple of times I obviously have to cough.
Yeah. And then it breaks the rhythm. Yeah.
And then you have to get back into that breathing rhythm. Mm. And it's pretty difficult. So.
Yeah. Well done, mate. I mean, that's awesome. 7Ks in 45 minutes. That's absolutely unreal. So well done to that. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
Can you talk us through the outfit? The outfit that you decided to wear on the run, which you've conveniently worn in for us right now.
Yes, yes, I can talk you through that. So I decided to get a little t-shirt made after our couple of experiences in the past.
Yep.
On the front, it's got proudly supporting Cystic Fibrosis Tasmania. Mm-hmm. And then on the back, it's got Iron Lungs, a.k.a. the Electrolux Dolphin.
Oh, how good is it? Now, I believe somebody yelled out as you're running past, go the Dolphin.
Yeah, yeah. So there was a little kid who was, I had passed. He was with his dad and, yeah, he just yelled out, go the Electrolux Dolphin. And I, like, that broke my
broke
rhythm too. I was
that
gone.
Funny kid.
I was gone. I just, all I could do was manage a thumbs up and the dad had a good laugh and... They also appreciated the tutu that I wore the entire...
Yeah, was aerodynamic reasons or...?
It's aerodynamics. So
yeah, okay, yeah.
It just, once you get that wind up behind you, it just, it makes you feel like you're flying.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, when I get the wind behind me, it helps me fly as well.
Yeah, something like that. Hey, Jake, the other thing is for CF month, you're the treadmill, the challenge.
Yes.
So did that help with the 7K run and you just want to talk everyone through that treadmill challenge again?
So basically I'm doing 65Ks over the month,
yep.
The 65 roses. Got about 25-30 left to do. I think it did help in the lead up.
Yep.
To
training.
City to Casino. Because I would have been dead.
Like, yeah.
You would have found a kid face down in a ditch wearing a tutu. So
I'm glad you're still here, mate.
So yeah, that's,
and again, people can get involved and donate through your Facebook page and Instagram.
Yeah, so I've got a link on my Facebook page and my Instagram. I think Hit shared it a couple of weeks ago, last time I was here.
We'll get producer Mason to share it again before you leave.
So I'm up to $650, I think.
Yep,
that's awesome.
Been raised so far.
Yeah.
And obviously over the next couple of days, whatever we raise... through
shaking the tins,
my cans,
shaking the booty.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure we'll raise so much with me shaking my cans, but
people start tucking hundreds into that little tutu.
Yeah, absolutely. I will wear this tutu whenever I'm fundraising.
Yeah, so today you're at Eastlands, are
you?
12 to 1.
Yeah.
And then 12 to 5 at Shoreline on Friday.
Okay, nice. So if you are listening, Hobart, go see the Electrolux Dolphin. He's going to shake money and you can give him cash, something like that.
Just throw money at him. Jack Nyser, mate, thank you so much for coming in. All the best for the rest of CF Awareness
Month,
buddy.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks, boys.
Thank you, Jack. Nath, over 26,000 people have signed a petition to change the word no to yesn't.
Amazing.
Okay, now let me talk you through it. So you've got to think of Ken. So you've got Ken, right?
Yep.
If you can do something, I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't do something, you say, I cannot do it.
Yeah.
Or you shorten it to,
I can't, which
I
is
can't.
The conjunction.
Yeah, it's the opposite. Can, cannot, can't.
Yep.
So that's that.
Mm.
Now let me talk you through yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, not. Yesn't.
Yesn't.
Makes sense. You know what I mean? It's because, you know, yes and no are different words. Can and cannot are the same words.
Well, there are plenty of confusing things in the English language. This is just trying to improve it.
Yes. We're trying to streamline it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's get rid of no. Let's bring in yesn't.
It's a waste of time.
You're a big yesn't fan, Nath?
Love yesn't. Yeah. Yep. Yesn't. I mean, yes. Yes, I am.
Yes. So you can say yes.
Yes, I am.
And if you're not a fan, you say yesn't.
Yesn't.
Are you a fan?
Yes.
Do you want to hang out this weekend?
Yesn't.
See? It just works. Now, look, you can vote on our little Instagram poll, at Jimmy and Nath. You can head to our Instagram. There's a little story there at the moment. Nath, let me have a look and just see where people are at. Okay. 54% of people, yesn't.
Oh, they're going for the yesn't.
They're going for the yesn't.
Because it makes sense. That's why.
It does. Yes, yesn't.
They don't want to be confused. And no is also... Like it's a negative term.
And
don't you reckon?
And it's
no.
It's so angry to say no. Yeah.
Whereas if you hear yesn't, particularly if you say it slowly, people may think originally yes, and then it's no at the end.
Yeah, it's letting them down easy.
Yeah.
Yesn't.
Yeah, so you're like, yesn't.
Oh, yesn't. Yeah, okay. I can't hang out. I'm sorry.
It's nicer. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's
do you want to hold my baby?
Yesn't. Is my baby pretty? Yes.
Nath, all babies are pretty.
Yeah, they are.
So what we thought, 13, 12, 16, no or yesn't. Mm. Where do you sit in this debate? Mm-hmm. Maybe you're a big fan of the no.
Yeah.
Maybe you love saying no and you don't want to get rid of it. Maybe
you're
a
big no guy.
Maybe you're hearing this for the first time and went, oh, geez, Jimmy and Nath are onto it. Yesn't is the future.
No or yesn't?
Yeah, over 26,000 people, Nath, have signed a petition to change the word no to yesn't. Makes a lot of sense. Can, cannot, can't. Yes, yes, not, yesn't.
Yesn't. Grammatically,
makes more sense.
Amazing.
You know what I mean? Like, yes and no, they're opposite words. Mm. Yes and yesn't.
And also very negative.
Yeah, no's aggressive. It's angry.
It's like, relax.
Look, we have put up a little Instagram story at Jimmy and Nath where you can vote for no or yesn't. Mm-hmm. But before we get to that, I believe Brady's going to weigh in on this situation.
Brady from Howrah, is it no or yesn't?
Definitely no.
Definitely no.
Oh, definitely no. Okay.
Why is that?
Because kids will listen to the first thing that comes out of your mouth, and if they just hear yes, they'll run with that instead of listening to the nt at the end.
Clever.
Okay. No.
Clever.
That's good because kids, they have short attention spans.
And also, not just kids, Brady. I'd probably do that too. Nathan, don't say that on the radio.
But okay, Brady, I'll agree with you there. But is yesn't more fun to say than no?
In certain situations, it might be. You know, can I have this? Yes. No.
But overall, we got to stick with no for the kids.
Yeah, definitely in the classroom setting, it has to be no.
Has to be no. Okay.
Are you a teacher, Brady?
Yes.
Okay, you are. Okay,
that's a good insight.
Well,
good
maybe. What was that, Brady?
I was going to say yes, and then you didn't listen for the.
Good. See, it's good confusing. Thing. See, that's the other thing. You've got to listen for the nt.
Brady's teaching us. Yeah. We're not even listening to her because we just heard what we needed to hear and we moved on. Let me have a quick look to the Instagram poll, Nath. I am leading with Brady, but Hobart has voted and 57% of people are saying yesn't.
So people want yesn't, 57%.
Maybe it can be like a thing when you leave school. You know what I mean? You graduate.
Oh, okay, so it's important to learn it at school, but then is it confusing? When you leave school and you transition into work and you're like, what is this no word?
Yes. Mm. Hey, Nath, September songwriter Ali Willis, she's not a fan of Taylor Swift's cover of that song. This is it. Yeah, Ali Willis described it as lethargic as a drunk turtle dozing under a sunflower after ingesting a bottle of Valium.
Yeah, it's relaxing. Yeah.
Now, you're probably thinking, Ali Willis, who is this lady? You know, what gives her the right? Now, she did write the original. I'd say that gives her, you know, the ability to give feedback.
Oh, yeah, it's a great
song. But, Nath, she also wrote the theme song for Friends.
Did she really?
Music, yes. Jimmy. Yeah, she wrote it. It was originally a song, I'll Be There For You by the Remembrance.
Yeah.
And then it became later the theme song. So
she wrote that for the Remembrance.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, she's a songwriter. So she wrote songs for everyone. But she's right. So she's allowed to give feedback.
Oh, definitely. Now, she's written that.
We don't have her personal contact number.
No.
But what I thought we could do, I'd play you some famous covers, Nath, and you just give me your feedback. Now, if you want to go into detail, you can. Or if you just want to give me this is a good song.
Yeah, it's fine.
You can do that as well, okay?
Cool.
We're going to kick things off with Ring of Fire. By Johnny Cash.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
I don't mind this song. I like Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
It's catchy. You know what I mean?
It's catchy.
It's catchy. Oh, good.
And it burns.
Wait for it. Here, this is the best bit.
The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, yeah, so this bit's good too.
That was originally done by Anita Carter.
Johnny didn't write it.
No, it's called Love, A Ring of Fire.
Oh, right, okay.
So, yeah, you're a fan of that, Nath?
Yeah, I am. It's a good one.
It's good?
Yeah, it's nice. It's just, I don't know, it gives you a good image. You know what I mean?
A ring of fire.
Ring of fire, yeah. And just the way he says it. Oh, it's beautiful.
Okay, next up, next cover of the rank is Torn by Natalie and Imbruglia.
Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith.
Yes.
This is how I feel. I'm torn and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor.
Oh, so, yeah.
You're not going to believe this. Yesterday, when you left the office, I was playing this out loud for
really?
Everybody.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Just because it's a great song. So, yes, fantastic song.
Originally, it was done in a different language by Liz Sorensen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think it was Swedish or something. I'm not entirely sure.
How does it go? What were the words?
Hello. And finally, Smooth Criminal by Alien Ant Farm. Which was originally done by Michael Jackson.
That's crap. Yeah, Jim, biggest thing we've ever done. Thanks to Veolia Garbage Trucks, we are naming a garbage truck here in Tassie after one of our listeners. They're getting one. This is going to be huge.
Yep, someone's getting their name front and center on a truck all over Tassie. This truck will go. We'll put someone in the draw. Now you'll know.
Beautiful. Every street, every person in Tassie will know your name. You'll be the face of cleanliness. Yep. In Tasmania.
Trucks are cool. Garbage trucks are cool. As a kid, that was my favourite thing.
They're a cool toy as well.
I've seen kids like around Hobart run out up onto the street when the garbage truck comes.
Mm.
That was one of my first toys, by the way, a little mini garbage truck matchbox.
Oh, beautiful. That's nice.
Didn't have a name on it, though, so very disappointing.
Let's go to Luke from Clarendon Vale. Lukey, would you like to be on the garbage truck, mate?
I would love it.
Why is that, Lukey?
Oh, I love going to the tip shop and finding me bargains in the garbage.
Oh, nice one.
I think my name deserves to be on it.
Yeah, okay.
So bit of a legend in the tip industry.
That's the one.
So, I mean, what about Legend Luke or Lukey the Legend on the truck?
Oh, we can throw my nickname on there if you want to.
So, that is your nickname or I just made it up on the spot, Luke?
It's a good Luke and truck, perhaps. Is he thinking of a nickname?
Well, do you have a nickname, Luke?
Wombat.
The Wombat truck.
Yeah, trucks kind of look like wombats.
Luke. No, they don't. Trucks don't look like wombats.
Yeah, they're quite wide. Luke, do trucks look like wombats?
Yes, paint them brown, you'll love it.
Yeah, see? Luke's on board. I love the wombat.
All right, Wombat, you're in the running to be on our garbage truck, mate. Well done. Let's go to Archie from Sanford. Archie, would you like to be in our garbage truck?
Yeah.
Why is that, Archie?
Because garbage trucks are cool.
Yeah, they're cool.
What's your favourite thing about a garbage truck, Archie?
They carry garbage.
Yeah, and how cool is garbage? Am I right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's cool, isn't it?
Now, Archie, do you have a nickname? What would you like to be put on the truck?
Muzz the truck. No, that's a cool truck
so
name.
Why Muzz, Archie?
Because it's my nickname. Yeah.
The Jimmy and Nath catch up. Hobart's Hit 100.9.